All right, so let's move on to date three and beyond. Date three, I decided that for him to come over to my house rather than us to go out somewhere. He was talking about, you know, that he had been spending too much money and, you know, maybe we should just hang out somewhere else. So, of course, I suggested my house. And we started watching Sons of Anarchy, which was one of our favorite shows together. And, you know, one thing led to the other. And, of course, the third date, you know, we had sex. Of course, it was the first time. The sex was horrible. And it was really, really late. And I pretty much told him, you know, you could spend the night. I kind of felt bad. He made me feel a little bit guilty about leaving so late. You know, he was on a motorcycle, etc. So I told him to go ahead and spend the night. And the whole time he was like, oh, I'm sorry. If it was bad, are you okay? Would you like me to leave? And I said, no, it's fine. You know, it's okay. Let's just go to bed. And we went to bed. Little did I know that that was the beginning of him staying over. So after that, he stayed over more often and more often. And he started bringing things, you know, to stay longer at the house. And within, I'd say probably about 2 months, we were living together. He had moved into my place and we were living together. And it was kind of weird because we moved really, really fast, but I felt that it was right. You know, he made me feel like everything was great. Yeah, we met in November, and by early January, he had already moved in. January is my birthday, and it is my best friend's birthday. And we decided to do our yearly outing for our birthday. And, of course, we like to drink. We went out to drink, and we invited him to be a part of the festivities since him and I had just started and he was living with me, and he agreed to it. Well, that was the worst mistake. He showed up. He was already in a bad mood because we were there and we were laughing and talking. We included him, but it just wasn't enough for him, I guess. I'm not sure. But he was in a very angry mood. He didn't want me to drink. He didn't want her to drink. You know, basically, like, our entire festivities, you know, were angry, were mad. We did not have fun at all. And then I decided, okay, it's time to go. So I went to the restroom. When I came out of the restroom, there was a couple sitting at the inside bar. The woman sees me walk out of the restroom and she yells, oh my God, I love your hair. I wish I had hair like that. Come here. So I walked up to them and I said, oh yeah, I just dyed it tonight because it's my birthday. And she said, that's awesome. Happy birthday. Have a shot on us. So the guy, her boyfriend, proceeds to give me his shot. And I take it from him and I take the shot and he sees me from outside window and he comes in yelling, what are you doing? That's it. We're leaving. You're a drunk. Mind you, I am not drunk. You know, at this point, I'm just having a good time. It's my birthday and I'm not driving. So he grabs me by my arm, pulls me away, you know, and drags me basically outside of this bar and into the car. We get in the car and he says, I can't go with you anywhere. I can't take you anywhere. You know, you're always making a scene. We did not make a scene. Everybody was laughing. You know, we were all having a good time except him. And he starts driving erratically. That I don't know what's going on. All I know is that I'm crying at this point and I'm saying, please drive slowly. I don't want to die. Don't do this. What's wrong? What did I do wrong? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just yelling. I'm sorry. We make it to the house, thank God, because I didn't think we were going to make it. The way that he was driving, at the speed that he was driving, I didn't think we were going to make it. And we made it home. And when we made it home, he starts yelling and throwing everything at the house. This is, mind you, this is the first time ever that I see this man lose his shit. I had never seen him lose his shit before. You know, I am inebriated. I'm not drunk, but I am inebriated because I have been drinking. And all I can do is cry. And I don't understand why he's so angry. And he starts throwing things and he decides to punch a mirror that I had and slices his finger right through the mirror. He's bleeding profusely, you know, on the floor, and I'm like crying, and he's like, it's all your fault, this is all you, you did this, you made me do this, you know. And I'm trying to wrap his finger, trying to stop the bleeding, you know, putting sugar, doing all these things to stop the bleeding at this point, because like even his skin had lifted, and according to him, he couldn't move his finger, and, you know, saying that it was all my fault because I decided to take a drink from a guy at a bar because I was drunk. And I said, no, it was a couple. Well, I didn't see a couple. I said, because you weren't looking. You know, you were so angry. Oh, this can never happen again. You will never do this ever again. I am tired of this. Tired. Mind you, this is the first time that he sees me drinking. This is the first time that he goes out with me anywhere. We had only started back in November, you know, and this is January. And my best friend calls me, did you get home okay? I can't answer the phone. She's like texting me, did you get home okay? Did you get home okay? Because she saw the way that he dragged me out. And he's just yelling and just breaking stuff that's not even his, you know, in my house. And he says, you know what? You are a cunt. You are a fucking cunt, and I cannot handle this. I'm not gonna deal with a drunk. I'm not gonna deal with a drunk again. And I'm at this point just like completely flabbergasted. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea why he's so angry. And then he says, you know what? I don't need this. He packs all his stuff, and I run after him. I grab onto him and I start crying. Please don't go. Don't leave me. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You know, like I was nothing. Like I was nothing. I begged this man and he thrived off of it. He loved it. He loved that I cried and I begged him and I told him, please don't leave me. Don't do this. And he did not care. You know, that night he called me every name in the book. That night he broke everything in the house. That night he broke me. He broke me. I had never begged a man like that in my life. You know, don't leave me, when I hadn't done anything to him, and he didn't care. You know, all he thought about was that I made him slam his fist into the mirror. I made him, you know, bleed. I made him get angry. It was all me. All of it was me. He didn't do anything wrong. Only me. And he got on his motorcycle and he drove really fast out of the house. I was scared. You know, something would happen to him. And I called him about 20 minutes after because I figured he'd be home by then. He didn't live very far and he didn't answer. And I called this man. Hi. You know, now that I think about it, it's like, oh my God, like I begged him. I begged him to be with me. I begged him to stay with me. You know, I lowered myself. I lowered my self-esteem. I lowered my person for him. you know, and it was for nothing. And I called and I called and I texted him, please answer me. Please tell me you're okay. Tell me that you're not in the hospital. You know, I didn't know what had happened. I didn't know if he went to the hospital. I don't know what happened. All I know is that he was bleeding a lot. He rode off on his motorcycle bleeding from his hand, you know, and he didn't answer. Next day he came by. I called him. He didn't answer. A week went by and he still did not answer me. You know, and at this point, I'm freaking out. Are we done? Are we not done? What is going on? You know, I'm crying every day. I mean, ridiculously crying for a man that I met 2 months prior. You know, for a man that had already started to live with me. For a man who disrespected me, who didn't care about me, who didn't care about my feelings, who treated me like trash. And I cried for him. I begged him. I texted him. You know, after about a week or so, I guess he, you know, figured out my punishment is enough. And he responded. And his response to me was, did you realize what you did? Did you realize what you did was wrong? If you did, then I'll come back. And I lowered myself again. And I told him, yes, I know what I did was wrong and I am sorry. I will never do it again. You know, and deep in my heart, I knew that I hadn't done anything wrong. I knew that I hadn't disrespected him. I knew I hadn't made a show. I knew I wasn't drunk. You know, I wasn't stumbling. I knew all that. But for some reason, the way that this man broke me that night, I couldn't let him go. And that's what started the downward spiral of this victim bonding, where I could not let him go. No matter what he did, I accepted it. And if you stay tuned, you will be able to hear everything that he's done to me, which is 10 times worse than this. And I stayed. And I accepted it. And I forgave him. And that, my friends, is nothing to judge about. It's something to realize. The victim bonding that we create with these narcissists. Okay, they break you. They break you until they can no longer break you. Until you are nothing. Until you are that person that they want you to be. Not who you used to be. And you will look in the mirror and you will ask yourself, what happened to her? What happened to him? Because there are women narcissists. I'm not saying that there's only men narcissists. You know, so you will look in the mirror and you will ask yourself, why? What happened to me? You will look back and you will start remembering the moment that they broke you. He started his trend on our first date. Covertly, and I didn't even realize it until now. Until years later, I didn't realize it, that that's what he did. He broke me on our first date for my self-esteem. And then he did what he did. More to come. Thanks for listening.